This is Kaya Biz
with Guletum Upi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
26 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we pay attention to a key story now that is data that's been released by the South African Reserve Bank, specifically under its economics division, which gives us some insight into foreign direct investment inflows in the country. And we see that that has increased to 27.2 billion in the first quarter of 2022. Great, as the figures are up from the last quarter of the year before, but what does this mean in practical terms, and where are we seeing these capital inflows going to? To tell us more, we're joined by the Senior Manager of the Economic Statistics Department at the Reserve Bank, Ian Venter. Ian, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us, Ian. I guess first things first, help us unpack how these figures are collated and where they essentially stem from. In other words, who's investing? How do you measure where and how they've actually plowed this capital to the country?
Right. Yes, I think it's, these numbers are part of the balance of payment statistics, which the Reserve Bank compiles according to the IMF manuals and guidelines. So I think it's important to know that foreign direct investment, a flow is classified as a direct investment when a foreign company or a foreign entity acquires or has a 10% or larger stake in a domestic entity.
Mm.
So the acquisition of further equity or the granting of loans or the repatriation of dividends are then all classified under direct investment flows. So it's not always just simply a foreign company buying or starting a new company in South Africa. So and specifically now in the first quarter, you referred to the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So there, what happened was it happened largely because non-resident parent entities or foreign companies increased their equity investment in South African subsidiaries. So they acquired a larger stake in domestic subsidiaries, and that was specifically in the mining sector.
Okay.
In the first quarter, and also because some of those foreign companies granted loans to their domestic subsidiaries. So when they pay out the loans to the subsidiary, the money flows into South Africa.
Gotcha.
So that is regarded then as a direct investment because they own more than 10% of that subsidiary.
Ian, this sounds like good news then, as though there's an increased level of confidence to allow for this increased level of capital to take place.
Yes, I think it's, on balance, it's good news that there are inflows. So that's always a sign of confidence. And, these FDI inflows often follow economic growth or expansion because those loans could be used for different things, but often it's used to expand the domestic company. So in general, I think I agree with you. It's good news.
Mm. The big question, though, is, I guess, as it is a positive factor, many might still question, what the ripple effect is on the livelihoods of many South Africans. And I'm keen to understand if this does contribute, I guess, to the socioeconomic development and overall economic outcomes that we're looking for from the country.
Well, if it leads to, an expansion of the domestic company or the company that the domestic company that the foreign company invests in, that could lead to increased economic activity. It could lead to increased employment. So it's not just the money that flows into the country. Of course, that is positive for the exchange rate, if money flows into the country. But it's what happens to that money, and there can be many different things. So if it is used for expansion and which would lead to employment creation, that would be positive.
Mm-hmm. What I'm also keen to understand is, I guess, the trends that we've witnessed here, Ian. And as you say, there's an uptick that we witnessed in the first quarter of this year. But in comparison to what we've witnessed for the majority of 2021 and, of course, 2020, does this look like it's a trend back to normality, or perhaps an uptick in the level of investment we're seeing?
I think it's a bit difficult to say now if it's back to normality, because I think there are so many uncertainties in the world, and in South Africa, and so many things have changed. We've been hit, or the world's been hit by COVID not long ago, and it's barely recovered, and now the war in Ukraine, I think, is causing a lot of uncertainty. So I think investors in general are very cautious, you know, and cautious to commit. And of course, you also need confidence for investment. So in South Africa, business confidence has actually come down a bit in the second quarter. So, you know, there are quite a lot of headwinds. So I think it might be a bit premature given the current conditions.
Got
to
you.
Say that.
And I think what's also been interesting for us to note, as you mentioned, the mining sector is where we're seeing a lot of this capital go into. But are there other spaces as well that perhaps might see heightened or increased levels of investment too?
Yes, definitely. I think for the first quarter, we've now measured it in the mining sector. But, you know, there are other sectors from quarter to quarter. So it's not always the same sectors in the same quarter. Of course, the mining sector is benefiting at the moment from the high commodity prices. So that is actually output in the mining sector declined in the first quarter, but that was due to, you know, various factors, including some labor strikes, the rainfall in some cases that affected operations, and some logistical challenges and maintenance in the platinum sector. But in general, the mining sector is doing well at the moment because of the high commodity prices. So the mining companies are doing quite well.
Got you on that one. Long may this cycle last, hopefully, Ian. But as we know, everything works within various ebbs and flows. But for the moment, we're at least acknowledging that we are seeing a substantial increase in foreign direct investment inflows to the country. Thank you again for your time this evening, Ian.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Fantastic. That's the Senior Manager of the Economic Statistics Department at the South African Reserve Bank, Ian Venter.
Kaya Biz with Gule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.